This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. So just continuing the theme of the shiur of that we began last night, Parshas Yisrael, wrestling the Torah from the angels. The Chidah revolutionizes Kabbalah Satorah, and we explained from seven different Sfarim of the Chidah that the Malachim, as described in Masech L'Shabbos, came to Ribbono Shel Olam with a taina that the Torah should be given to them. And they said, "Tana hoidcha b'shamayim, leave your glory up here in heaven." And the Chidah explained, based on the Rishonim, that the taina of the Malachim was what is called Dina de Bar Mitzvah, the laws of a neighbor, that the Halacha states that a neighbor has first rights of refusal. If you're selling property, you have to offer it to your neighbor, because that's Yashus v'asisa hayashav ha'toiv. So the Malachim said, "God, you abide by the Halacha, you abide by Yashus, you should give us the Torah, we are the neighbor." And the only way we overcome the Taina of the Malachim is because we are actually the children of Hashem. And since we're Banim L'Amakayim, therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam is able to overcome the Taina of the Malachim. So just to add an important point, we've mentioned in the past from the Chassam Sofer, a beautiful diak of the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer observes that in Maariv, when we talk about the Exodus, we say Vayotzeis Amo Yisrael Mitoicham, that when God took us out, we were His nation. But Hamavir Banav Ben Gizrei Yamsuf, when God crossed us through the sea, we were His children. V'ra'u Banav Gvurasai Malchuscha Ra'u Banecha. From here, says Chassam Sofer, we learn that at Kriyas Yamsuf we were propelled to the status of children. While when we were in Egypt, perhaps we were not yet Banim Lamakoim, or at least God did not tell us we're Banim Lamakoim. When at Kriyas Yamsuf, this was broadcast to the world. And this is the explanation for what Tosfos says on the Pasuk, V'leinacham Elokim Darech Eretz Plishtim, that God did not lead us through the path of the Plishtim, ki karoifu. He wanted us to be karev to Him, related to Him. Therefore, He led us on the Yamsuf to show us the miracles there and to upgrade and elevate our status to that of Banim Lamakim. Now, aside from the fact that being Banim Lamakim allowed us to overcome the Taina of Malachim, we could also explain as follows. Because the Medrash says there are certain responsibilities that a father has to have, that has to fulfill to his son. So for example, the Medrash says in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Yedzayin Ois Aleph, Halacha, Kama Dvarim Chayv Adam Lasos Levnoi. Many things a person has to do for his son. There are five things. Now who's the father? Father is God. Who is the son? Knesset Yisrael. A father has to feed his son, wash his son, bathe his son, and dress his son. And amazingly, it comes out that right after Kriyas Yamsuf, where we were elevated to the status of Banim, what's the first thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam does? He feeds us. He gives us the man. He gives us mazon. Therefore, why is that? Why did Hashem give us the food right away? Because He's obligated to. Now that we're children, He becomes our father, and He has an obligation to feed us. Now, likewise, we come after Kriyas Yamsuf, we come to Mara. And at Mara, God gives us Shabbos. And as we've said many times, only Ben could keep Shabbos. But Goy Shavas is Chayiv Nisa. Why is Goy Shavas Chayiv Nisa? Because Shabbos is the Sharvit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being His scepter, we don't have a mere citizen, a regular citizen, cannot take the scepter of the king and use the scepter of the king. It's only because we're His children that we're allowed to keep the Shabbos. So think about it. Right after Kriyas Yamsuf, the first thing Hashem does is, well, now that you're my children, here Shabbos at Mara. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us food because He has to feed us. But we could also say, and that's why in this week's parasha, in the immediate aftermath of Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem teaches us the Torah. Not only because He can, because He's overcoming the Taina of the Malach, but He has to. He's obligated to teach us the Torah. Because now that we're His children, Ribbono Shel Olam has this moral obligation to teach us the Torah. So let's just conclude with a beautiful drush that's brought by Rabbi Avram Weinfeld in the Sefer on Tehillim. He says as follows. Says Rabbi Avram Weinfeld, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Parak Kuf Yotes, Chishavti Derachai, Ve'ashiva Raglai Ragli al edoy secha. Chashavti derachai ve'ashiva raglai al edoy secha. Chashavti derachai. I thought about my path, David HaMelech says. What's my path? I'm a melech. Now a melech cannot be moichel on his kavod. Melech shemachal kvadei in kvadei machal. Ve'ashiva. So now I have a question. How could I do tshuva? I thought about myself. I'm a melech. A melech cannot overlook his kavod. So a melech cannot overlook his kavod. How can I do tshuva? The Rebbe Shem cannot be moichel me. The answer is raglai aleidoy secha. I run to your Torah. When I look at the Torah, I see how could God give us the Torah? It should go to the Malachim. The Malachim are the neighbors. The answer is, you know how Hashem could give us the Torah? Because we're His children. Oh, we're His children. That's how I'm able to do tshuva. Meaning, says David HaMelech, when I contemplate who I am, and I wonder, so how could we do tshuva? The only response is, I think about the Torah, and I see if God gave us the Torah, we must be His children, and if we're His children, that's how we overcome the taina of the Malachi Asharis. But in this segment, we're adding, not only does being the children of Hashem overcome the taina of the Malachim, it also obligates Ribbono Shel Olam to give us the Torah, because a father is chayev to teach his son Torah. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.